Appreciate everyone to come out tonight. I appreciate you being here, and I know the Lord bless you for your efforts. We want to start our little reading lesson off in Mark, in chapter 4, verse 14. It's nothing new, but it's what the Lord put it on our hearts. It says, "The sower soweth the word, and these that are by the wayside, which the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these there are likewise which sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when the affliction or persecution rises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they that are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of the word, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word and become unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear word, receive it, and bring forth some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And the mistakes we read right there, we read Luke 14 through the 20th chapter. And when we find when the word is sown, it says that Satan cometh immediately to try to take the words from the hearts. And that's what we have to be prayerful against tonight, friends. Whenever the word goes out, we have to keep prayerful that we try to keep Satan away from these out here. We have to also, when the preacher's up there preaching, we have to pray and support him as well. We also have to keep ourselves humble when we enter God's church. We have to be mindful of the Lord. When the Lord puts something upon your hearts, please do it. And if you got something to hear tonight that you need to do, please do it. You won't hinder me none. You know, it's the Lord's service tonight. That's one thing we have to stress. And it's talking about, well, likewise, we're sown on stony ground, who have heard the word, immediately receive it in gladness. They have no root in within themselves. Well, I'll tell you what, tonight, I've been that person. I have gotten offended, and I've gotten away from church. And I want to tell you what, it's not a fun place to be in your life. You never, ever have satisfaction in your heart. Now, I know what God done for me when I was a young boy. I know that. I know He saved my soul. I have no doubts what He done. But I wasn't, the more I looked for outside of church, the more it seemed that whatever I was looking for wasn't fulfilling a need. And you know, I let offense get in my way, and I let these old roots got pulled up. But thankfully, God brought me back. Thankfully, God had the grace to welcome me back into His fold. And thankfully, the church was welcoming me in as well. You know, it's hard out here in this world, and if we don't watch ourselves, and if we always have to preach the truth, but our idle words can hurt. So we have to keep ourselves prayed up, especially in this revival season. We have to keep ourselves prayed up, because salvation today is needed within this world. If you turn on the TV and look what's going on the TV, on the newscast, and you see everything that's going on out there, they calling good things bad and bad things good. Salvation is more needed than any time that I have known of. It's a dire time tonight that we're at. You know, eventually this old world is going to come to an end. Jesus is going to come back and split that eastern sky open. And wherever you stand, that's where you're going to be, where it's going to stand. And all these out here that's lost, that's living the ways of the world, if we ain't there to tell them about God, who else would there be? We need tonight, if you know of a lost person, if you work with a lost person, if you don't know their status, if you don't know where they stand with the Lord, ask them. Talk to them. It don't do any harm to talk to someone. Just be prayed up when you do it. Ask God to help you. Ask God to come talk to this sinner that you work with. I work with several people, and I know where about all of them stand now that I've got back into church. I couldn't tell you where none of them stand before I did get there. You know, if you go and you ask somebody and you talk to them about the Lord and you try to live a good Christian path, then they'll hear you, or they'll just plumb reject you. But either way, you've done what God wanted you to do. So tonight, friends, that if we're all prayed up and there's someone come here to the altar and they're humble and they get saved, you know, that'd be the most glorious thing ever. But we got to talk to them. We got to bring them in. You know, not always do they come in of their own accord. We can sit here on Sundays and praise God for places like this that we can come. But it takes work outside the church as well. It takes God's people working in accord, trying to find out about their communities, to try to talk to someone in their communities. You know, it's not only up to preachers today. You know, us, you know, if you're a lay member and you go out in your daily Christian walk in life, You need to be mindful of what the Lord wants you to do. And you need to talk to folks. And you need to try to win them over and bring them into God's house. Or just tell them about your experience and your salvation experience. Just tell them about that. Tell them where you got saved. It's precious to me. Isn't it precious to you? Amen. It's real precious to me. When I was a 9-year-old boy, and I was in that tent revival, I called out on Jesus, the living God. And Jesus, right there, He took out this old heart that was there and gave me a heart of love. Gave me a heart of peace. He put peace in my life. He put peace in my soul. It was just the peace. It wasn't anything that bright lights and shiny things and things that people talk about, you know, they get up and people look pretty. I didn't have that. He just gave me peace. He let me know in my heart that when I would die, I won't have to go to hell, that I could be into heaven with Him. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Let's make sure to do that tonight. Let's make sure that we lift Him up where He needs to be lifted up. I want to go over here. There's another place that the Lord showed me in. It's in Ephesians, last part there. And it's in the 6th chapter, 10th verse. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in His power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be within, you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Just as I was talking about things on the news. "Therefore, take you unto the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And I want to tell you today, we need to get these things on. We need to be armored up in this world today. There's all kinds of wickedness and everything that the world can run after, and we don't need to be running after them. We need to be separate. We need to be a peculiar people. We need to live our lives differently than others. That way we can show them something. We aren't supposed to keep our light hidden under a bushel. It's supposed to be put up on a candlestick for the world to see. And I'm so thankful that Lafayette Missionary Baptist Church is alive out here in this community here. And I'm thankful for all these old Missionary Baptist churches that are alive in their communities as well, that people can go to them and worship God in the true and the right way. I want to thank the Lord for everything that He's done for me. He's been so good to me. I'm just humbled when I think about everything that He has done. And tonight, if we want to continue to see good things done, we'll get humble and we'll pray to Him and we'll worship Him in the true and the right way. With all that, that's all I've got tonight. I appreciate every one of you being here. Brother, if you want to gather a song, we're going to come around and let's have a Christian handshake and if you've got people here and you love, you let them know it. Because we're not guaranteed of tomorrow.